This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Learning and teaching have come to a halt at 48 schools in the Hazyview region of the Mpumalanga province of South Africa since last week. This interruption follows a series of attacks by armed individuals targeting teachers and students, resulting in theft of their possessions. Our teachers' unions, including the South African Democratic Teachers Union, SATU, have decided to organize a protest to express their concerns regarding the crime in the area, which directly impacts their members. Joining us on the line to discuss this issue is Walter Hlaise, the Provincial Secretary of SATU in the Mpumalanga province. Walter, good afternoon and thank you for joining us on Africa Update.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to all your listeners.
Walter, provide us with more details about the recent attacks on teachers and students in the Hazyview area.
Coming school and robbing teachers and learners of their possessions. The latest incident was so bad that one of the assailants held a knife to the throat of one of the learners. And then the parents, having seen that this thing is escalating, came together with the teachers and learners to mount some form of protest, you know, against this escalating crime in the area. Hence the protest of yesterday and today.
Now, how have these attacks and robberies impacted the learning environment within the affected schools? And, you know, what sort of action or assistance have you requested, especially from the authorities and the police? Where are the police?
Well, it's a traumatic experience for learners and the teachers in the school. We have asked the Department of Safety and Security now that, you know, visible police is a deterrent. So the police need to be visible and ensure that, you know, they patrol the area to make sure that, you know, any potential crime can be detected just by being visible. So that's what we are requesting. Secondly, we are requesting that the police stations should have enough manpower to be able to respond to SOSs from the school so that they are able to have a rapid response, you know, and be able to arrest the perpetrators should that happen again.
Now, with regards to the perpetrators and the information that you're getting from the teachers and the students, what sort of, are they able to kind of describe, you know, the mental state of these individuals? Yes, it's a scary time, but, you know, afterwards, you sort of put the pieces together in terms of whether they were, you know, looking like they were in a trance, or were they high, or is it just normal people who just decide to rob vulnerable individuals in a schooling environment?
Well, from the accounts we have, these are not people who are high or on drugs or drunk or anything like that. These are just individuals who have planned a robbery at a school. They come armed and it's brazen simply because perhaps they know that the police response is very slow, given the lack of visible policing in the area. But these are people who are determined to come and rob because it's organized. Someone stands at the gate to guard those who are coming in and out, and the others, you know, will go from class to class taking whatever they can. So it's just kind, you know, people robbing the teachers.
Let's talk about, you know, measures that have been put in place by the authorities, which are clearly failing, starting with the police, you know, in terms of the police station itself not having enough manpower, or you sometimes hear of stories where police don't have cars to go to these different areas and be stationed and be visible in those areas. What sort of response are you getting from the police once these robberies have taken place? Is there determination for them to say, we want to do more, but there are certain issues that hinder our work?
Yes, the police station, the people who are in power in the police station, people who are managing the police station, like your police the captain who is the commander of that police station, is very sympathetic, you know, and he does send people to come and do, you know, investigations. But the cry that that we hear from them is that, you know, they're understaffed, so they don't have enough police, and sometimes even those who are perhaps specialized, you know, like we're able to do fingerprinting and all that, there's just a lack of manpower. So we do have sympathy from the police station, and they do try, you know, to investigate the issue as much as possible. But, you know, given the lack of resources, the issues then, this seems become cold case.
And what is national in terms of the police nationally? What are they saying? The police commissioner, the minister of police, because it clearly has been happening over a period of time. We cannot say that they are not aware of the happenings there.
A meeting is going on as we're speaking now, and they are putting in measures, you know, to try to address the situation.
What measures are they putting in place in terms of the discussions? What are they coming out and saying?
Well, the meeting is still ongoing. It's a complete package that they will put to us. They have requested to meet with us, and they were now at the preliminary level of the meeting where we were introducing what the issues are and where we think the problems are. But the police are here, and the MEC of Safety and Security is also in the meeting. So they are going to be giving us, you know, what they think are solutions to the problem. Largely, ourselves, we have asked them to, you know, involve the community in whatever solution that will come up, to ensure that, you know, even people in the community are able to assist with the gathering of information when they see strange cars or strange people loitering around schools, you know, to be able to perhaps report such things, and to make sure that, you know, even the community does help in crime prevention.
And with regards to the community, not only is this only impacting just the schools because they are a vulnerable target, or does it include the whole community in the sense that they also are facing this crisis? Yes, in a sense, with their children going to these different schools, but in terms of just the community on its own?
Crime is a reality in the country. There's no denying it. It's a reality in our country, and we cannot say that the only criminal things that we see are those happening in the schools. Even in the community, you do have those who commit, you know, crime. They kill people, some rob people, some rape. It's a reality of our situation here, and I think that it's time that we have said to the leaders of the country that they need to come up with a comprehensive plan, really, to tackle crime in the country, because it is getting out of hand. When people start robbing learners in schools, you then know that, you know, we've reached, you know, desperate levels now.
Now, very quickly, just in wrapping up, looking ahead, what steps do you believe as SATU need to be taken to ensure the safety and well-being of not only the educators, but the students as well?
Well, the primary thing that we have put is that, you know, we need visible policy. Police needs to be visible in the country. We need to see them, you know, in the community, walking around, driving around to deter criminals from doing anything. That's number one, our priority. Number two, in relation to safety, we have said that schools are not areas where we want to concentrate on safety of a school. We just want to focus on the business of the school, which is teaching and learning. And therefore, the Department of Education needs to come in, you know, with personnel to help us to mend the gates of the school, to ensure that people who are not supposed to be in the school do not come in, to ensure that, you know, we close all entrances in the school, because some people will dig out a fence just to make sure that, you know, there's an entrance, some peddle drugs in the schools. So it's a comprehensive plan that we need, you know, to ensure that we tackle crime around schools.
Well, Walter, it's thank you for joining us on Africa Update, and hopefully we'll be able to get that feedback with regards to the measures that have been finalized in these discussions with the leadership of the police. Thank you for your time on Africa Update.
Thanks, ma'am.
That's Walter Hlayise, the Provincial Secretary of SATU in the Mpumalanga province of South Africa.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.